there's a dragon in space. Boeing delivers its first South Carolina Dreamliner. And business aviation continues to strike back at President Obama. This is Aero News for Monday, October the 8th, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. On time and on spec, the SpaceX Dragon is now on its way to the International Space Station. Following a Sunday night launch, the Dragon capsule reached its planned orbit of 212 miles above the Earth and is on course to catch up to the station during the next couple of days. It has opened the two solar arrays on the side of the spacecraft to power its systems from sunlight. This is the first of a dozen planned ISS resupply missions for SpaceX. If all goes according to plan, Dragon will arrive at the station on Wednesday, October the 10th, when it will be grappled and berthed to the complex for an expected two-week visit. Dragon is expected to return to Earth on October the 28th for a parachute-assisted splashdown off the coast of Southern California. With this flight, under the Commercial Resupply Services contract, SpaceX begins to restore an American capability to deliver and return significant amounts of cargo, including science experiments, to the orbiting laboratory, a capability not available since the retirement of the space shuttle. Boeing on Friday marked a historic milestone with delivery of its first 787 Dreamliner built at its North Charleston, South Carolina facility to Air India. The delivery continues the momentum of the 787 Dreamliner's entry into revenue service by customers globally and marks the beginning of a new era of commercial airplane production in South Carolina. Work on the Boeing South Carolina Final Assembly and Delivery Center began in November 2009. Production of the first South Carolina-built 787 began in mid-2011, and the completed airplane rolled out of the factory in April. Friday's delivery marks the 28th 787 Dreamliner delivered to date. Boeing's South Carolina facility will increase final assembly production to 3 787s per month by the end of 2013. NBAA President and CEO Ed Bolin has sent an open letter to President Barack Obama to question the president's decision to mischaracterize business aviation during the October the 3rd debate with Republican Mitt Romney. Bolin's letter states in part, quote, "Your comments seemed to illustrate a complete lack of understanding about the importance of business aviation in the U.S. and appear to be at odds with your stated interest in promoting job growth, stimulating exports, driving economic recovery, and restoring America to its first-place position in manufacturing," end quote. Bolin was referring to Obama's response to a question from debate moderator Jim Lehrer about tax policy, in which Obama stated, quote, "Why wouldn't we eliminate tax breaks for corporate jets? My attitude is, if you got a corporate jet, you can probably afford to pay full freight, not get a special break for it," end quote. Business aviation support and financial services provider JSSI has also added its voice to those critical of President Barack Obama's attack on business aviation during that Wednesday night presidential debate in Denver. JSSI Chairman Lou Sino, in a written statement, says, quote, "President Obama clearly does not understand the full economic impact that the business aviation industry has on the broader U.S. economy. If the president is as committed to growing the American economy as he claims, it is time to stop attacking business aviation and time to start supporting a growing industry that is vital to our future," end quote. NASA's Curiosity rover is in a position on Mars where scientists and engineers can begin preparing the rover to take its first scoop of soil for analysis. The rover's ability to put soil samples into analytical instruments is central to assessing whether its present location on Mars, called Gale Crater, ever offered environmental conditions favorable for microbial life. Mineral analysis can reveal past environmental conditions. Chemical analysis can check for ingredients that were necessary for life. When Aero News continues, a long-distance gas balloon race launches from Albuquerque following a weather delay, and weather delays a skydive attempt from the edge of space. HAI hangs out a for-rent sign.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Aero News continues now for Monday, October the 8th. I'm Glenn Moyer. The America's Challenge gas balloon race got underway successfully Sunday evening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The launch of this prestigious long-distance gas balloon race was delayed for 24 hours by two cold fronts packing wind gusts that reached near 50 miles per hour. All five teams launched on time at approximately 1800 Mountain Daylight Time Sunday evening from Balloon Fiesta Park in Albuquerque. The five-balloon field is made up of three U.S. teams, a British team, and for the first time, a Russian team. Founded in 1995, the America's Challenge is second only to the long-running Gordon Bennett International Balloon Race. The event usually features about a dozen or more international balloon teams, but the field was limited to five this year, thanks to a worldwide helium shortage. With Balloon Fiesta unable to acquire helium for the balloons, hydrogen was used, forcing many balloon teams with helium-only capable balloons to drop out. You can follow the progress of the five balloon teams with live online tracking at www.balloonfiesta.com. Well, that windy New Mexico weather that forced the delay of the America's Challenge balloon race has also led to a 24-hour delay in the Red Bull Stratus project that will see Felix Baumgartner attempt the world's highest skydive from 21 miles above the Earth. Originally planned for today, Monday the 8th, the attempt has been put on hold for 24 hours, with Tuesday the 9th now the new go date. Red Bull Stratus, created by Red Bull and Felix Baumgartner, is a mission to the edge of space that will try to surpass human limits that have existed for more than 50 years. Supported by a team of experts, Felix Baumgartner will undertake a stratospheric balloon flight to more than 120,000 feet and then make a record-breaking free-fall jump in the attempt to become the first man to break the speed of sound in free-fall. The project also hopes to deliver significant medical and scientific research data, including development of the next-generation spacesuit. Baumgartner will launch from a facility in, appropriately enough, Roswell, New Mexico. Aviation businesses and associations have an opportunity to get in on the ground floor, or maybe the second floor, of HAI's new headquarters building in Alexandria, Virginia. The Helicopter Association says that it is looking for tenants that need easy access to Washington, D.C., to lease office space in the new building. In a notice posted on their website, HAI says the entire second floor of the building, more than 16,000 square feet, located in historic Alexandria, Virginia, is available and can be divided if necessary. Another 5,000 square feet of mixed retail office space is available at street level, as is 8,000 square feet of dedicated retail space. The building is located just a few minutes' walk from the King Street Metro Station, which is only a few stops away from the FAA, the NTSB, and the U.S. Department of Transportation. There is also easy access by road to downtown Washington, as well as to Ronald Reagan National Airport and Union Station. HAI said on its website that it hopes to be able to lease the space to a company that shares its, quote, passion about and dedication to aviation, end quote. Well, we here at A&N also hope that you, our listeners, share our passion about and dedication to aviation. In fact, we're pretty sure you do. Otherwise, you'd be downloading a podcast on cooking or pet care or maybe elementary auto mechanics. Come to think of it, my truck has been making a strange noise lately. Reporting from the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, I'm Glenn Moyer. You're now cleared for departure.